Hello everyone, I'm Dia Sharma. Welcome to Yana LV, where we're on a mission to normalize mental health discussions and foster a supportive community. Yana stands for You Are Not Alone, and that's exactly what this show is all about. Here in the Lehigh Valley and beyond, we're breaking barriers and challenging the stigma surrounding mental health. Through candid conversations, expert insights, and personal stories, we're exploring the highs and lows of mental health and well-being altogether. Today, we're thrilled to be joined by George Wacker, who is the owner of Lehigh Valley with Love Media, with a passion for community engagement, an active lifestyle, and a deep appreciation for music. Hi, George.
Hey,
welcome on the show.
It's great to see you again. How are you doing?
It's nice to see you, too. I'm doing really well. How are you?
Great.
So let's begin. So what inspired you to start Lehigh Valley with Love?
Sure. I've always been a writer. I've always wanted to be a writer through high school and college. And then I found myself in more of a public relations type setting, you know, and I wanted to continue to write. So I said, hey, I'm going to start a blog about being 20 in the Lehigh Valley. And that kind of ballooned into covering local news, and it ballooned into a media company that my wife and I own, and we operate in Bethlehem, and onto the podcast that you and Brana were on, and we were just named the best podcast in the Lehigh Valley by Lehigh Valley Style. So,
oh, really? That's awesome.
Yeah, it started from just wanting to continue to have a creative outlet, and you know, a bunch of decisions. 15 years later, here we are.
Did you always have this love for like media, or did it just like happen to happen?
I always had a love for writing and creating, and I think that it kind of just worked into that, right? So it's like, what can I do with writing? Oh, you can write in newspapers, and so what can I do in college? Oh, I can be the editor of that newspaper. And for me, it kind of grew from there, you know, continuing to write, but then mixing that with the emerging technology of social media, and you know, it's exciting, and it's been exciting up until even today. Like I was just telling you before we came on, there was a bear loose in West Bethlehem, and we broke the news. And it's just,
that's awesome.
I mean, it's not awesome that the bear's on loose.
The
I hope the bear is
news,
okay.
Yeah,
but it's still, it's just saying like it's still happening to this day that we're getting stuff out there. So it's been fun. It's an interesting time.
Yeah. So did you ever imagine it would grow into what it is today?
No, I mean, I want to say in the beginning, I always had good intentions of, I would hope that it could become something, but if you had told me it would be a company that you're running from your own office and you kind of make all the decisions, I wouldn't have thought that when we began it. But as you continue to kind of grow, and we continue to do different types of content and met new people and collaborated, you know, you start saying, hey, wait a minute. Maybe we could start a podcast. Or, hey, maybe we could do a video on this. Or maybe we could get some local sponsorship. Like, why not? So I don't think I set out explicitly to do exactly this. But a lot of decisions along the way and a lot of things happened. And here we are. And I wouldn't change a thing, I don't think.
I think that that's the beautiful thing about community. Like you said, like, reaching out to new people, like sponsorships, like it was all done through the community, like, you know, Lehigh Valley. So I think that's the really nice about such a close-knit community.
Our beginning stuff was, I mean, we still work with Molly's Irish Pub down the street, but they were one of our first advertisers. We're talking, you know, over 10 years ago. We still do work with them today. It's just, there's a lot of great connections locally, and we love being a part of it.
So how do you decide which stories or topics to feature? For example, like you featured like Brana and I, so how did you get that idea to do that?
Well, you know, I wish I could say we had this like master plan. A lot of it is, hey, did you see this? Or something coming across? You know, for you guys specifically, you know, the fact that, and we've covered this, right? Listen to our episode on the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast. We talk about how you guys created this amazing thing, and like the fact that we're sitting in this radio station right now. I like to, when I see things that are interesting to me, and I think other people would be interested in that. I hope they would. Stuff like that is where maybe generally it'll start. So we'll try to make decisions based on that. We do get people who send us ideas all the time, and some of them were like, and some of them were like, I don't know. But that's the thing. You have to be, I think, when you're creating content or making episodes, you just kind of have to be open to it. You should have some sort of plan.
Yeah.
But be willing for that plan to change.
Yeah, like kind of a backup plan.
Be like, hey, we, for example, we would like to do 4 episodes a month. That's a really good start. You know, some of them we do in person, some of them we do virtually. And it's like, well, hey, we can't do them all in person because that's a lot of editing. So it's stuff like maybe like that. Like, hey, let's try to get a 2 virtual ones this month and that'll offset. So planning kind of in that aspect. But a lot of the times it's, hey, it's just like news. Like what's happening today? Like that bear, for example, like that's going to be for the next 24 hours. Yeah. You know, we had news stations messaging us. Can they share it? Of course. But that's the kind of thing, like, I did not wake up today and expect for that to be our thing that we were going to be doing, but here we are.
So, have you ever used your platform to talk about mental health directly, or is it, like, a topic that you sometimes talk about, or?
Absolutely, and I don't want this to be a commercial for our podcast, right, but it is. No, we started this year, we did 2 episodes on mental health where we even talked to some local legislators, we talked to some licensed professionals. And it really comes from, number one, it's something that affects me and affects everybody. I mean, we all can name someone who is affected in some way by something mental health related,
correctly? Yeah.
So for me, it's something that is important to me. And I think it's something that we need to talk about.
I agree.
I have Jeff Warren, who's my co-host for some of these. He is a Northampton County commissioner. He also said, hey, let's just talk to some people. And some, let's go to some politicians and say, hey, what are you doing? What could you be doing? That sort of thing. So we have done it, and we'd like to continue to bring it up whenever possible, and you know, talk to people like yourself who continuing to do. Like, I think it's really important, maybe even more so for young people to say, this is worth talking about, and we're going to do it, and not be. It might be a little uncomfortable, but what are we going
to
do?
But I think it's nice that, like you said, like talking to different people about like mental health and the idea that everyone has mental health in some way, which is true, because that's a part of the reason Bron and I started this podcast, was to create that, like break that stigma and create that awareness about it.
And so. I mean, we're all, the stigma's right. Like we're about 20 years apart, you know, if we're a generation apart. It should be somewhat uncomfortable for us to have some of these conversations. Yeah. And that's where we need to say, okay, it is, but let's maybe continue to talk. So it's not.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and, and by continuing to talk, I hope that we can make it less uncomfortable.
Yeah, I think the more that you talk about it, the more that you understand and listen to each other's perspectives, the more normalized, I would say.
Well, you're like, yes, I also feel isolated, and I also feel like nobody wants to listen to these issues because they have enough things going on in their life. And it's like, listen, other people are feeling the same way. And that's okay. That's like a normal thing. Yeah. So, yeah, I think it's really important. We're going to continue to talk about those topics when we can, for sure.
So why do you think local storytelling is important for community mental well-being, like keeping people updated?
I mean, to me, it's funny, like community news for a while there got, when social media first came out, it was like, oh, now everything's national and we can see all this national news and we're so connected. And I'm finding, or I'm feeling, maybe this is just me, but it feels like it's coming even back to more hyper-local stuff where, you know, there's a lot of different ways that people are connecting online, but it's within communities that are nearby. And then maybe they're meeting up in person to do something about that. But they're organizing online in a Discord or a Facebook group or something like that. I think I'm answering your question. Storytelling in the community is important because it allows us to continue to talk about these subjects that are affecting us directly. Like, of course, national news is affecting us, but you know, if there is an event going on this weekend about mental health in downtown Bethlehem, you know, we should be telling that story to say maybe there's people who can go out and do it. Or if there's somebody local who has had a story that can affect someone else local and maybe they can connect. You know, I don't think storytelling's ever going away. And I think local storytelling is going to be as important going forward as it's ever been.
As you said, I think storytelling, like, will never go away, and I also think it, like, connects all of us to one another.
Well, it's humanity. Like, we've been doing it literally since the beginning of time, and it's just the way that it kind of changes with technology and all. Yeah. I think it's really interesting, you know.
How do you handle the pressure of constantly creating content?
It's tough. I don't know. I'm naturally great. No, I'm naturally curious. Like, I'm curious and stuff, so I think that helps. But I also, like anybody, you get burnt out. Like, it's hard to come up with ideas. So I don't want to say, like, I'm stealing anything, but it's really just immersing yourself in whatever communities that you do and taking pieces of it. You know, one of the things, even with Lehigh Valley With Love when we started it, was I got the idea from a national blog. They would make fun of national news. And I said, well, what if we made fun of local news?
Yeah.
Right? Why not? And that's a simple idea, but it's kind of that concept. You know, why not do things like that? So finding local content is sometimes really super easy, to the point where it's like, we have to stop, you know?
Yeah.
We don't have time to edit some of this stuff.
Yeah.
The Lehigh Valley is so much going on.
Yeah,
I agree. It's really take your pick. It's almost overwhelming, to be honest.
Yeah.
So we have become a little bit better at saying, maybe we have to skip this one and look at that. I don't want to say it's easy, but there's a lot to choose from to make it easy.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good things going on.
Yeah. And like you said, one thing was that the Lehigh Valley is so different.
Sure.
Like, even though it's a really, I would say, small place, but it's really diverse.
I mean, it's small when, if you think a million people
is
small, right? So it's interesting for me, because I think, hey, I can run a small media company in this metro area and support my family.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is.
Right? So is that large enough for me? Absolutely.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So maybe for some people, a million might seem small. Yeah. I guess we're talking just about the size of the area, too. I think that the Lehigh Valley is just one of those places that being so diverse is what makes it so special, and having just enough people that it's a large area. But you probably know so many people when you're walking down the street. Like, sometimes I'm mad. I'm like, oh, my God. It was like, you know.
Yeah.
So there's that aspect to it, too. And that's special. And,
yeah.
And who knows how long that lasts, you know? It's going to keep growing. So right now we're in a special time.
Yeah. I would say, like, in the Lehigh Valley, I feel like everyone's connected in some way or the other.
Right.
I might be completely wrong, but, like, from my experience, I feel like I'm connected with so many people, like, in different ways.
Oh, I have a good one. This is a great example. We were talking, and we were doing the podcast, and you said, yes, we're going to have David from Joshua on.
Yeah.
And then 3 days later, I interviewed David from Joshua, and we just put out an episode with him. And if you're not familiar, Joshua is a new nonprofit in Easton that helps youth through tech and positive leadership. So check them out as well. But yes, how crazy is it?
Yeah, that was crazy, yeah.
You know, your high school podcast, my podcast, we are interacting with each other because we're getting the same guests. I think that's, it shows a kind of that phenomenon, I guess.
Yeah. So we're going to take a short break. We're talking with our guest, George Wacker, about mental health and media here on Yana LV. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
WDIY presents a selection of award-winning podcasts that air weeknights from 6 to 7 p.m. Listen to important conversations regarding art, science, business, health, and more here in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Check our website for new topics and archived programs. WDIY podcasts are on 88.1 FM, streaming at wdiy.org, on the app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Yana LV. We're here with George Wacker. Now we'll continue our conversation about mental health and media. So do you ever feel burnout? And if so, how do you manage it?
Yes. And I think burnout, in my opinion, is one of those things that we kind of talk about. But it's a real, it's a more serious issue than maybe its word belies. You know, it's like, oh, you're burned out and you just take a little break. But it can be, you know, especially if you're under a lot of pressure, it can be something where you could be burnt out and not get that spark back for weeks or months, you know. And if you're in that kind of cycle, that's not good. And I've definitely been there as a solo business. I mean, I would say solo, but with my wife and myself, you know, you definitely find times that it's like overwhelming. You know, we have all these resources and you have these things you can do, but I was never prepared. You know, I was never a big financial guy. So I'm like going through all my, I have to go through all my stuff. And that was really, for me, really stressful in the beginning, sometimes still today. So burnout for me was something I needed to first identify that it was happening, and then give myself some grace and not say, because the first thing is, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm going to fight through it. I'm the toughest guy in the world. And you're going to, that's what you see on social media, right? Like, if you're an entrepreneur, you don't sleep. You do that, but that's not healthy. And even I got a little bit wrapped up in it, and like, you know, I'm getting up early during the pandemic at like 4 or 5, pounding out work all day. But it does become a point where you need to find balance or it just doesn't work, you know. And I think that's just something that's like a tale as old as time, you know, balance in your work life and your personal life. And, you know, maybe you can work really hard for 3 or 4 days in a row, but then you need some time off and you need to be responsible and self-aware enough to do that. And I think that's the difficult part is a lot of tough guys and maybe some tough women and tough people out there don't want to do that. And that's something where it's like, it's okay. It's okay. Take a day. Like, sincerely, don't work. But, you know, even for myself, it's just like an anxiety thing that I have to kind of work out. So the answer is yes. I try to take some time if I can. Exercise for me is a big thing. I run on the canal. The towpath here in Bethlehem is one of my favorite places in the universe. You know, and getting outside, especially on days like today, for sure.
Yeah, I agree with you. I would say some people think rest is some sort of weakness. Mm-hmm. They think if you just keep plowing through and plowing through, you'll get more out of it. But the reality is that at the end of the day, it's not going to keep going. Like, your spark is going to, like, end up, like, dimming at one point.
Right, so it's diminishing returns. You know, you get to a point where you're putting out work that is unacceptable. You start making mistakes, and it's just, like, stop. You know, take a break, whatever you need to do. So burnout is real, and I think it's something that, you know, if you're feeling it, take a second and address it and really think, hey, maybe if I'm feeling it, that I need to think about it, then maybe I should do something.
Yeah, I think rest and balance is key just to, you know, prevent that burnout, and you can keep going in, like the long run.
And my goal is to do more yoga this year. I've done, you know, like, dip my toe in here and there, but I just went to some Yoga Loft stuff. I don't know if you're familiar, like, in South Bethlehem. That is something to me that even looks like, okay, you know, that's another aspect to maybe calming myself down a little bit more as well. So
how do you think humor can help people cope with stress or tough times?
Oh my God, it's like the one of the best things, right? I mean, like, sincere laughter truly is one of those beautiful things that can break down walls, it can make friends. You know, it can do so many things. And that's why I think for us as a media company, we've always used it as a tool. We love making fun of the Lehigh Valley. If you look through our stuff, like, we have tons of stuff where we make fun of, like, hot dog wars, and there's so many warehouses, and, like, but that it's humor in the fact, it's kind of like making fun of your little brother, right? It's like, we can do it. But if you're from Scranton, you are not allowed to make fun of Yakko's hot dogs, but we can't hear it. And for us, it's kind of like we've always enjoyed it. We feel like it kind of gets our message across. It adds to our personality as well. So I know it's not appropriate for every single media company, and there's some that they've got to just do their straight news. But for me, it's been a great tool. Yeah.
And I would say humor is, like, to make people laugh. Also comes out of a place of love.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, you can't, if you're, like, a hateful person, you're not going to make people, well, you'll make other hateful people laugh, I guess. But, and I think it's too, is like finding that absurdity in some of the things that we take so seriously, even though we should, right? There's very serious things we should take serious, but every once in a while to kind of look at it and be like, this is ridiculous. What are we doing again? You know, and I think that's important to maybe going along with the burnout thing is once in a while laugh, you know, let it out too.
So have you received feedback from followers saying your content helped them feel less alone?
I don't want to go as far as to say, like, we've changed anybody's loneliness. We've definitely have had people love our content and say, oh my God, you know, thank you so much. Or, well, we had news stations today saying we love your content. Can we put it on the news? Any feedback at all, especially though from the podcast. So, like, feedback from, like, the episode we did with you guys, that's a little bit more special to us than maybe, hey, we saw that bear in West Bethlehem. So when we put out, you know, genuine stuff to get real feedback, what it does, in my opinion, positive feedback like that makes me just want to go back and make another one. I mean, I'm speaking for myself, but it's such a motivator for people to give you sincere feedback because they themselves are being kind of vulnerable and doing that. So whenever we get something like that, it's hugely appreciated. And that might be one of the big reasons we continue to do it.
So on that note, how do you balance covering serious topics, like you said, with keeping your content light or humorous?
I know, it's tough, right? Because it's a nuance of, is this funny, you know? And I've even, my wife and I sometimes will be putting something out or somebody will send us something. We're like, what's the joke here? You know, take a second. Is this really funny? Is it not? And that, the answer to that question is, it's so subjective. It is very much each thing looking at it going, oh man, this could be funny. It could be not. But when it comes to serious topics, you know, perhaps we might share something that people could deem political if we're sharing, you know, we support LGBTQ rights and we're not afraid to share that as a media company. And if that bothers somebody, I'm sorry to hear that. But, you know, there's certain times when we're going to do things like that as well.
So have any podcast guests shared stories that deeply impacted you emotionally or mentally?
Yeah, and I don't want to go, I mean, there's, you know, we've had some, especially during the holidays, we did a bunch of episodes. We did an episode with Avidium, I believe it's called. I don't know if you're familiar, but they do mental health work in high schools, specifically anti-suicide measures and prevention. So we did an episode where we interviewed parents who were affected by that and who had a son who took his own life. And that's a very difficult topic. You know, it's almost selfish for me to be like, that's a difficult thing to talk to them about when they're willing to share that story. It's such a phenomenal honor, really. So it's sometimes, oh man, it was really difficult to do, but it was such an honor for them to want to even talk to me about it. So stuff like that, you know, we don't take lightly at all. So when we're doing something like that, we give it 100% the respect it deserves. And if there is an opportunity for humor and something else, you know, we're going to find it. But when we're doing something serious, you know, we're a professional media company as well. So I think it's just, it might be different, you know, from 10, 15 years ago when you think, oh, professional companies don't maybe do some of those things. I mean, I mean, they've been doing it for the end, you know, for, I don't want to sound like we're super special. I'm just saying, like, we're willing to maybe sometimes take that risk.
And sometimes I would say, like, hearing other people's stories, it also, like, takes you by surprise. Mm-hmm. For example, we were talking about Josh, like Joshua. Mm-hmm. When Bronna and I heard his story, it was beautiful. Mm-hmm. And it was such a pleasant surprise because he reached out to us and we didn't really know what was in store. But hearing his story and having that really candid conversation with him was really beautiful.
Well, this is right now, this second, right, where we're talking about suicide. We're talking about people, like, having that hard of a mental time, and we're even having, like, I'm having some of a bit of difficult time, you know, articulating exactly what I want to say. This is what we need to do continually, is go through these types of things and get through them, as difficult as it is. So yes, having Josh or having David on from Joshua to talk about that stuff is another example of, this is tough, but let's do it. And then the next time it might be a little easier, or somebody might hear this and be more willing for themselves to speak up.
Like we mentioned before in the beginning of this podcast, is that you have to be uncomfortable to get to that comfortable part of the conversation about mental health.
And I think that's where most people, and it's with many things, like, it's difficult. Public speaking, like, I don't want to do it. That's too difficult. Like, why would I want to talk about a very vulnerable thing that I am feeling with somebody who could potentially reject me? That's a terrifying thought for 99.9% of people, I think. So being willing, and then also not only talking, but being an active listener like you guys have been with all your guests, I think is equally as important as encouraging them to speak.
I would say putting yourself out there is such a big risk, and you're putting yourself in a vulnerable position. So,
well, even because it doesn't matter, like, you could be doing the best thing in the world, and there's still going to be somebody who, for whatever reason, they see your face and you're out there, and they're going to be, oh, well, I'm upset that she's doing well, that sort of thing. And hey, you just have to brush it off and keep positive and keep moving forward.
So how do you take care of your own mental health while running such a public platform?
Lots of sleep. Getting more sleep has been, like, a positive thing. I've been running a lot. I quit alcohol, like, 2 years ago. I mean, I wasn't at the point where it was, like, drinking nightly or anything like that, but it was just like another thing that was taking in my body that was having, as I get older, I couldn't recover from it. So I'm like, how about if I just don't use that anymore? That made a big effect on my sleep, which then has allowed me to rest better. And then it got me thinking, like, maybe I could be eating better if I'm, you know, if I took this toxin out. So things like that, I think you are able to get away with in your 20s and 30s, maybe. And mostly your 20s, I guess. But, you know, when once you start getting a little older, and this goes for anybody, though, you know, for me, it was just time to say, hey, if I really want to run more 10Ks or half marathons, I've got to make a decision here as I get older. And I've done that. And so keeping a good, steady, healthy routine, even if it's not the craziest, you know, I try to get in 3 or 4 runs a week and trying to eat healthy, lots of hydration, maybe too much coffee, but those type, and reading again too. You ever watch the Jack Reacher shows on Amazon? It's, I don't expect you to like watch Jack Reacher, but he's like this action hero guy. And I saw the movie. I'm like, I saw the book at the Moravian Bookshop. I'm like, I'm going to buy one of those. And they're basically like action movie books for dudes. And I've been reading a bunch of them. And it's been a great time, you know? So things like that, just like pursuing some interests has definitely helped out, taking a break when needed.
I would say, like you said, the small things, like reading a book, running, even walking, yoga, sleeping, eating well, hydration.
For me, I was like, how do I explain this? I was like thinking beyond it. I'm like, I don't want to go for a run because then it'll make me not want to do this thing later. Or it's just like, just do it. You know, so I started doing more of that. I think, you know, 5 years ago for you was probably a very long time. But for some people, it wasn't. And during COVID, I think some bad habits kind of occurred, a lot of isolation. So for me personally, you know, getting out and making sure you're getting your face in the sunlight and stuff is super important.
Yeah. So what do you do when you're having a tough mental health day but still need to publish something?
Oh, man. Geez, these are tough. Take a break. If I know, like, hey, this needs to be done, I'm having a rough day, that might be the time I'm able to get a run in. What if it's pouring and I can't get to the Y or something? You know, even taking 15-minute breaks, I like video games. You know, I still play, so that might be something for me. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go play a game of 2K or something for 30 minutes, come back, and I might feel a little bit better. And then, hey, sometimes you just have to push through, depending on what it is. You know, as long as you're never going to do something that could be potentially unhealthy. But there have definitely been nights you had to stay up late and get the stuff done, and that's just how it works sometimes. But the more you do it, maybe the more efficient you become.
Yeah. Actually, today was one of a very, very tough day for me personally. But I would say talking with you, doing this episode right now has like made me feel much, much better. Also because it's like put me back into routine, like from like all the emotions that I was like feeling earlier today and the tough spot I was in. I would say like talking to you right now kind of like gives me like a break, a balance. So I really appreciate it.
Well, it makes me feel good too. And it's a genuine thing, you know, it's just talking it all to anybody when you're feeling, I don't know, there's just such a, sometimes that stigma, like you say, of not reaching out. And if you can tell your friend, hey, I'm not feeling good today, cheer me up. I don't know, like, go for it.
What advice would you give to young creators who want to start community-based media platforms?
Don't wait for anyone to give you permission to do it. Shoot your shot. You know, go out there and do the things. I mean, we could have a whole episode on what I think about like local media and what. But if you were going out and saying, hey, I want to try to do creative things, do them. You know, obviously there's technical things in there. Pick your platforms. What is your end goal here? Are you trying to make TikToks? Are you trying to do local news? Decide those things. But once you do, go do them. And don't ask for permission. You know, don't break the law, but don't ask for permission. Don't say, oh, you know, There's a guy who I really like. If you watch on TikTok, his name's Jai, and he has an account called Lehigh Daily, and he's a Liberty grad. He's a really cool dude, and he just started. I don't know if he went to school for journalism, but he's killing it with journalism right now in the Lehigh Valley just by showing up and telling the stories. So I think for a lot of it is the answer to a lot of things is be present, go there, you know, have a plan. Look at your competitors, look at some examples, but when it's time to go, just do it.
Yeah, and I would say put yourself out there. Like
you have to be willing to take the heat once in a while. You have to be willing for people to critique your stuff and say that it's not good. And, you know, you have to be willing to say, oh, are they right? You know, it's difficult sometimes in that aspect. But if you want to do it, do it.
So we're out of time for this episode. Thank you so much, George, for joining us this evening. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. You can find past episodes programs at WDIY.org, on the WDIY app, and on major podcast platforms. I'm Dia Sharma, and this is WDIY 88.1. We'll see you next time on Yana LV. And remember, you are not alone.